Isaiah 55 and verse 6. He says, "Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. For as the rain cometh down and the snow from heaven, and returneth not thither, but watereth the earth, maketh it to bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereunto I sent it." I was thinking about how important it is for us to seek after God. You say, "Well, I did that years ago." But that needs to be part of our Christian life, is to continue to follow after Christ, to seek after Him. I think sometimes our thoughts can get in the way of what God's thoughts are. And He described it as the rain that came down and the snow from heaven, how it waters the earth, it replenishes the earth. And so He said, "So shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void." And it's so important for us to seek the Lord, to seek His word, to seek Him to speak to us, to guide us and to direct us and to help us in our life. It's so important. And He said, God, the wicked would forsake his way and the unrighteous man his thoughts. Let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. Also, I wanted to look at Psalms, the 114th chapter and the verse 2, Psalms 14 and 2. Verse 1 says, "The fool has said in his heart, there is no God. They are corrupt. They have done abominable works. There is none that doeth good. The Lord looked down from heaven upon the children of men to see if there were any that did understand and seek God." The Lord looked down from heaven upon the children of men to see if there were any that did understand and seek God. Those, He was looking for those that were seeking Him. You know, I believe the Lord looks down today and looks at people's hearts, where their minds are at, where their thoughts are at. And it's so important for us to take time to seek God, to seek Him out, to find Him. You know, when they were on that ship there in the book of Acts, they were casting off their wares and they were saying, "Call upon your God." They were in trouble. They needed help. And it was a time of prayer. And I feel like there's times that we need help also. I feel like there's times that we need a special blessing, special help, but not just at those times. We need to seek God. We need to seek His face. We need to seek for His help and His blessing in our hearts and our life. Now that word seek means to search out. In worship and prayer, to strive after, ask, beseech, beg, request. Those words all fit when you look up this word seek. We seek through worship. We seek through prayer. That's how we seek God, is through worship and through prayer. Also, we seek Him through His Word. When we are seeking the face of God, we open up the Scriptures. We begin to look to God. Lord, give me something from Your Word that will inspire, that will encourage me. So these are all ways that we seek after God. It's through worship, through prayer, and through the studying of His Word. Looking into the Scriptures and searching the Scriptures to be able to find where God is at and to see Him, to seek His face, and to look out after Him. And I thought about, that talked about the unrighteous man, his thoughts. Sometimes we've got to quiet our thoughts, get our thoughts out of the way, and just get quiet before God. It seems like I've noticed, it came to my mind the other day, when there's something happens, so many times there's people there to offer advice and offer counsel, and I'm not against all that, but sometimes we just need, when there's been a difficult thing happen, sometimes we just need to get down before God on our face and get quiet. And not, all the Word of the Lord is good. The Scriptures are all good. They're profitable. But there's something about when God speaks to us that it gives, it's the right Word. It gives us life. It gives us something that we need. It gives us inspiration and help when the Lord speaks to us and gives us something from God. That's what we need to seek the Lord for. That's what we need, His help. I believe it was Elijah, when he was hiding from Jezebel, was caught up in the cave, and the wind and the commotion and all those things happened. He said the Lord wasn't in those things. The Lord wasn't in the wind. It was a commotion. The Lord wasn't in the fire. The Lord wasn't in the quake. He wasn't in those things. But it said a still small voice came, and it said when Elijah heard that, he wrapped his mantle and went to the entrance of the cave. Lord, help us today. We need to be able to hear God's voice. And there's a lot of things in our world that are competing, trying to take the place of God's voice in us. There are a lot of things trying to drown out the voice of God. And I think about how important it is for us to silence our mind and our heart. Those voices in the world, those waves, those spirits, those things that come, and just take time to seek God and to call upon Him and to pray and wait for His voice. It's so important for us to seek after God. In Psalms 105th chapter, I want to get another one. I read a lot in Psalms. David, we admire the life of David. David is a wonderful... But David had trouble. Over and over it said a Psalm of David. A Psalm of David, over and over. David was in trouble. But you know what David did? to his greatest, probably the greatest characteristic of David, was that he sought God. He turned to the Lord in his trouble. He turned to the Lord in his difficulties. Now, I noticed in reading the Psalms that I read that there's different things that David mentions over and over. And that is defense. He said, "The Lord is my defense." He mentions refuge. "The Lord is my refuge. The Lord is my helper." Over and over, David, when you read in the Psalms, those words are mentioned over and over. And David really believed that. He believed that God was his help. He believed that the Lord was his refuge. And therefore he sought God. And God brought him through so many different things. You know, we just think of all the victories that most of the time, at least I do, I think of all the battles he won, you know, the victories against, you know, the Midianites and all the armies he fought and those things. But David had a lot of trouble. David had a lot of difficulties. But God helped him. Psalms 105. In verse 1, he said, "Oh, give thanks unto the Lord. Call upon his name. Make known his deeds among the people. Sing unto him. Sing psalms unto him. Talk ye of all his wondrous works. Glory ye in his holy name. Let the heart of them rejoice that seek the Lord." Now I believe this morning. I believe if we will seek God, God will bring us, he'll help us. It says, "Let the heart of them rejoice that seek the Lord." Verse 4 says, "Seek the Lord in his strength. Seek his face evermore. Remember his marvelous works that he had done, his wonders in the judgments of his mouth. O ye seed of Abraham, his servant, ye children of Jacob, his chosen. He is the Lord our God. His judgments are in all the earth. He hath remembered his covenant forever, the word which he commanded to 1,000 generations." So here the psalmist is reminding us of God's works. He's encouraging us to seek God, to remember his works, and to be able to make contact, and the Lord will help us also. I want to get now Psalms 27. Psalms 27. In verse 1, there's a lot of things in here that are really good. Psalms 27, verse 1, "The Lord is my light and my salvation, whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life, of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked, even mine enemies and my foes, came upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and fell. Though an host should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war should rise against me, in this will I be confident. One thing have I desired of the Lord, and that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord, and to inquire in his temple. For in the time of trouble he shall hide me in his pavilion. In the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me. He shall set me up upon a rock. And now shall my head be lifted up above mine enemies round about me. Therefore will I offer in his tabernacle sacrifices of joy. I will sing, yea, I will sing praises unto the Lord. Hear, O Lord, when I cry with my voice, have mercy also upon me, and answer me. When thou saidst, seek ye my face, my heart said unto thee, thy face, Lord, will I seek. Hide not thy face far from me. Put not thy servant away in anger. Thou hast been my help. Leave me not, neither forsake me, O God of my salvation. When my father and my mother forsake me, then the Lord will take me up. I was thinking about this verse. It said, in the time of trouble, he shall hide me in his pavilion. In the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me. He shall set me upon a rock. I was thinking about how that God can hide us from trouble. He can keep us from trouble. He can hide us in a place where trouble just passes us by. It's not at our door. He can do that. But I thought Jesus mentioned, he said, in the world you'll have tribulation. He forewarned his disciples, you're going to have trouble. So even if trouble stops at our door, if trouble comes to us, the Lord can still, I believe, hide us by giving us the grace and the strength and the courage and the wisdom and the blessing that we need to go through the trouble that's at hand. I believe that this morning. I believe the Lord will give us, if He doesn't take away the trouble, if He lets it come to our door, He can still give us grace to help us through and to give us courage to continue on and be what God is calling us to be. I remember one time being in trouble, being in a difficult place, very, very, very difficult for me. And it was like I was in this. I got a picture of me being in this bubble. It was like I could see out. It was like I could see what was going on. I could see what was happening. But it was like there was some kind of grace, keeping grace, that even though I was in it, it wasn't destroying me. It wasn't devastating me. It wasn't going to consume my spiritual life and knock me out. I was protected even though I was in trouble. And I believe that's what this is talking about. For in the time of trouble, he shall hide me in his pavilion. The Lord will give us sustenance. He'll give us something to help us to go on, to be able to take. And I'm not saying it's always easy. I'm not saying it's not. It's difficult. Troubles are difficult. They're hard to bear, but God can give us grace. He can give us strength to help us, to be there for us. And I thank God for that today. He said, when thou said, seek ye my face, my heart said unto thee, thy face, Lord, will I seek. And I'm thankful today that God has made a way and an opportunity for us to call upon Him, to seek Him. I think sometimes too we have to lay aside some of our cares, some of our responsibilities, some of those things that press us, to take time, special time, to seek God's face and to have His help, to inquire in His temple, to seek His face. Psalms, another scripture, Psalms 34. This is so good. It says, I will bless the Lord, verse 1, at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. O magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt His name together. I sought the Lord, and He heard me, and delivered me from all my fears. Now just think for a moment, would the Lord have delivered him if he wouldn't have sought? I believe the Lord expects us to seek Him. I sought the Lord, and He heard me and delivered me from all my fears. They looked unto Him and were lightened. Have you ever done that? You look to God and were lightened. Somehow the Lord was able to ease the pain, the burden, the discomfort. Were lightened, and their faces were not ashamed. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all his troubles. The angel of the Lord encampeth round about them that fear him and delivereth them. O taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in him. O fear the Lord, ye his saints, for there is no want to them that fear him. The young lions do lack and suffer hunger, but they that seek the Lord shall not want any good thing. You know, those that seek the Lord will provide. He'll give us what we're needing. He'll give us help. Sometimes we got to be open. We got to be open for the way the Lord wants to help us. It may not be what we had in mind. It may not be what we've conjured up in our mind. But God will send help. He'll send the blessing to us. He'll send us strength and guidance. Another scripture said, blessed are they that keep His testimonies and that seek Him with the whole heart. There's another place that talked about diligently seeking Him. Seeking Him with all of our heart, diligently, earnestly, sincerely, laying hold. And I believe Jacob did that. Remember when he was getting ready to meet his brother Esau? I believe Jacob recognized he had a need. And I believe the Lord brought him to that point. You know, the Lord, it says, the Lord said unto me, seek my face. He was saying that to Jacob. And the Lord, Jacob laid hold, I believe, upon God. He laid hold upon prayer. He strove, he requested, he desired, he reached out for with his whole heart. And he found the Lord. He found God's blessing. And that's what we need today. We don't want to quit. We don't want to give up. You know, God doesn't work on our time frame. One of the scriptures we said, read, mentioned about waiting on the Lord. And that's part of our seeking Him. We want to be able to wait on Him and look to Him. But we can lay hold, just like Jacob of old, and find God's blessing and God's help. You know, have you ever had the... Most of us have had God's help, or we wouldn't be here this morning. We would have fizzled out somewhere along the way without the aid and divine assistance of the Lord's help in our lives. But just to have the Lord tell you to say it's going to be okay. You know, the father, and David mentioned this one place, he said, "My father and mother forsake me, the Lord will hold me up." You know, when I remember different times being with my grandma and grandpa. My grandpa was more my father than... I just felt a kind of a sense of security with them. I remember as a young child, they'd put me to bed on the couch in the living room and I'd grab my blanket. My blanket, my pillow, and I'd carry it into Grandma and Grandpa's room and I'd sleep down there at the foot of their bed as a young child, and I felt good there. I felt safe. I felt good. Grandma and Grandpa, they were there. David said, in that one scripture he was mentioning, I believe I read, it mentioned that at the title it said, before David was anointed. And we know that David had to run from Saul, and I don't know if David's mother and father forsook him. I kind of probably don't think they did, but they weren't available to help him, that's for sure. But he said, when father and mother's not there, the Lord will take me up. The Lord will help me. The Lord will be there for us. And I thank God that the Lord can do that for us. We want to lift up our hearts, our faith to Him. Believe in Him, trust in Him, trust in His strength and His power. And the Lord can help us. Another verse in Acts, the 17th chapter. There's in that song, "Abide with Me," it said, "When other helpers fail and comforts flee," it said, "Help of the helpless. Oh, abide with me." You know, when it looks like there is no help, no comfort, you know, the Lord, I believe, is still... He wants to help us. He wants to be there for us. He wants to strengthen us. He doesn't want us to get discouraged and to give up. He didn't want us to get discouraged and to quit seeking Him. Acts the 17th chapter and the 24th verse. We won't read all this, but Paul is Mars Hill talking. He was wanting to tell him about the unknown God. In verse 24, said, "God that made the world and all things therein, seeing that He is Lord of heaven and earth, dwelleth not in temples made with hands, neither is worshipped with men's hands, as though He needed anything, seeing He giveth to all life and breath and all things, and hath made of one blood all nations of men for to dwell on all the face of the earth, and hath determined the times before appointed and the bounds of their habitation, that they should seek the Lord, if haply they might feel after Him and find Him, though He be not far from every one of us. For in Him we live and move and have our being, as certain also of your own poets have said, for we are also His offspring." But he mentioned, he said, in Him we live, we move, that they should seek the Lord, if haply they might feel after Him and find Him, though He be not far from every one of us. You know, I've struggled at times trying to get something from God. Maybe you have too. But when we come to the place when we are desperate, when we're getting things out of the way to hear what God has to say to us, when we're putting great respect and honor on being able to hear God's voice, and we're putting Him first in our life, you know, if God doesn't have first place, He has a hard time getting things to us. But if we begin to seek with all of our heart, I believe we'll find Him, though He be not very far from every one of us. God's not far. That other scripture talked about, say not, who shall ascend up into heaven to bring God down, or to descend into the deep to bring Him up. But He said, what is it? What saith it? The word of faith. It's even in thy lips and thy mouth, thy heart. That if thou shalt confess the Lord Jesus with thy mouth and believe in thine heart that God hath raised Him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. You know, the Lord's not far away. He's not hard. But He has to have our heart. To be revealed to us, He has to have. It's like that, you know, He brought those lessons, that man of that had the pearl. He went and sold all of his little pearls so he could buy the pearl of great price. Sometimes we hold on to our little pearls. Sometimes we hold on to things that God doesn't want us to hold on to, and it hinders us from knowing Him, and it hinders Him from working with us like He would like to. So Lord, help us today to bring ourselves to God, to bring our pearls with us, to give ourselves unto the Lord and allow Him to have His way in our life. I believe the Lord can help us. He's not far from every one of us. Another encouraging verse, Matthew, the 7th chapter. In the 7th verse, He said, ask and it shall be given you. Seek and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. For every one that asketh, receiveth. And he that seeketh, findeth. And to him that knocketh, it shall be opened. And then He talked about, what man is there of you, whom if his son ask bread, will he give him a stone? For he ask a fish, will he give him a serpent? If ye then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your Father which is in heaven give good things to them that ask Him? So, this is a promise that we've got, the Lord's given us. And we can bring that up to Him in prayer. Said, seek and you shall find. Knock and it shall be opened to you. Just want to encourage us this morning to seek the Lord with our whole heart, to give our attention and our mind to Him, get it away from the things that are so distracting, that want to draw us away, but focus ourselves on the Lord and hear what the Lord will say to us and to help us. And I believe if we seek, we'll find. And if we knock, it shall be opened unto us. You know, this morning I believe the Lord, He mentioned that here, said, what father, if his son asked him to give him something, you know, what father would give him a serpent or a stone or something that's not able to meet the need? You know, we have a desire to do and to help, you know, for our families, our children. And I believe this morning that God's desire is much greater than that. I believe His desire is much more willing to open up to us and to give us the things that we need. Sometimes it's understanding. Sometimes we need understanding of knowing how to fight a certain battle. Sometimes it's we need some courage. Sometimes we get a little stooped over with fear, unbelief, and we need some courage. We need strength. Sometimes we need just some grace, and that can be in many different ways. But the Lord can meet the need this morning. He can answer prayer when we seek Him and call upon Him. Appreciate your attention this morning. Let's be encouraged to call. Call upon Him, to seek Him, and I don't believe He'll let us down.